You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts and don't miss part two Monday night.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod. We are so excited to have Monique Samuels. It's myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. She's so freaking adorable. I can't stand it.
I cannot wait to hear all of her hot takes, and she is the best at her one-liners, so yes. I can't wait to bring her on.
So excited.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, beautiful.
How's it going, beauties?
Good. How
Thanks
are you?
Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it.
Well, and first I have to give you a little bit of a hard time because now you got me hooked onto a new show.
Yes.
Love and Marriage, DC on the open. I am so hooked because really? I have never seen relationships so openly talked about on reality television.
Right?
Let me tell you, I had to be even more vulnerable so that everybody else can loosen up. I was like, I'm gonna just put all my business out there.
After Potomac, were you afraid to do the show?
I know. How did you do this?
So the difference between this and Potomac is that I'm a very bubbly, high energy person. I don't like being in situations where I'm expected to argue or expected to have beef or has my guard up as soon as I walk into a room, right? So with this show, it's more about, it's not about the girl circle. It's about the marriages. It's about family, business. And then you have the girl circles, the guy circles, the intimate conversations, the group settings. Like, it's such a full show. And everybody that's on this show is bringing their own story, their own relevancy, their own, you know, everything. So it's really nice. I love it.
I mean, every single one you're invested. Like I'm even like, what did little Jamie do? What's going on? What's his past? Like I am so thick into it, but I don't understand. This is I'm even seeing a different side to Chris.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I feel like on Potomac, he was so reserved.
Yeah.
And you're scared.
But you're seeing him like one be you guys laughing together and like having those fun moments, but you're also seeing like real marriage. How did you guys get to that point?
So with Chris, with Potomac, you know, it's not really a focus on the men really. No. And then one thing you got to understand about Chris is that he comes from the NFL world. They are taught to basically present themselves in a certain way. And he's old school NFL. So he's not like these young guys that's all over social media acting a fool. He is the guy who, if they had a bad game and the quarterback stunk it up, him as the lineman, he's going to go into his interview and he's going to put it on himself. He's going to say, well, we could have did a better job, but it's up to the lineman to hold it down so that the quarterback can do their job. He's going to give you that politically correct commentary. Right. So when we started Potomac, everything was about being politically correct for him. And me, I don't roll like that. Like, I'm always going to just be me, whether you like it or not. At least you know you're getting 100% me. So,
well, Housewives is not politically correct at all.
Right. And Chris was trying. He tried. When he got to the end, he got a little bit more comfortable and a little bit more open. But this time around, with the focus being on the men and the women, I'm like, dude, you got to open up. Like, you got to. So,
Do you think this is going to become a franchise? Like, are we going to have one in Orange County and Beverly Hills as well?
I think so. So right now, we're actually the second of the Love and Marriage franchise. It just became one. So Huntsville has been holding it down. They are on their fourth season. So Love and Marriage Huntsville kicked it off.
Yep.
And now we have DC, and I'm hearing rumors that there are other franchises coming. So,
and this is Carlos King is the producer, right? Who we recently had on the pod. I love him.
We text all the time.
Isn't he amazing?
He is amazing. Amazing.
So what would you say the biggest difference between filming Potomac and filming Love and Marriage?
The production was a fly on the wall. They literally would just set up, and sometimes I don't even know we're rolling, you know? Like, I'm walking through the kitchen and I got my bathrobe on. I'm like, oh, okay. So, all right. You know, let's go.
Yeah.
Pretty much a fly on the wall, rarely interrupted. Like, so they just kind of let us go and just let us be. There was nothing contrived. There was no like, hey, go in here and make this spicy, make this scene lighten up. No, none of that. It was just, we're just watching y'all, very laid back. The whole mood was just so like, it was different. It was really different.
Like, you almost forgot you were being filmed.
Yes. Like, I never really pay attention to the cameras anyway. I know what camera is my camera. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm camera B. Okay. So I'll know when I'm talking to make sure I'm looking in that direction. But once I got my camera, I'm not paying you no mind anymore. It's just in the back of my head. But this time around, everybody else was able to be more comfortable because there wasn't interruption. There wasn't like phones being held up. You know, it was just talk, you know, so it was nice.
Well, I went back and watched Potomac.
We both did. We couldn't help ourselves.
And I watched the fight, you know, the fight. Yeah. And the only thing I can see was James, you know, the producer, James.
I love James.
Well, James used to work on Orange County. So I'm like, James, that's all I could look at.
That's my boo.
He's holding
that
him.
That is my boo.
He's like, Monique.
Yes. When I tell you, he holds me down. So James and I, when I came to Potomac, that was his first season at Potomac. So he was my producer. So we just made magic happen together. And I love James because he's always about the real. He's always about the genuine. So
he was a great producer. We had him one season, I think, but I still keep in touch with him. Now, when that happened, that went down, did you get a talking to?
Oh, of course. But you know what my talking to was? My talking to was I quit. Yes. When I talked to the executives right after that fight happened the next day, I told them, I said, I am done. I said, I did not come here for this. I said, this is getting me out of my character. I'm a person who is pretty much in control of myself. And I said, this is just not good for me. I said, I'm sorry to the network. I'm sorry to, you know, production. I said, but I don't want to do this anymore. And they basically were just like, well, no, don't say that. No, hold on. After they did all of the talking about like, you can't put your hands, you can't do this. You can't. I said, listen, I learned that in kindergarten. I know you're not supposed to put your hands on people. I know this. I said, but what I'm telling you is if it's that big a deal to you, let me go.
That's very smart.
I told him I quit.
How did you end up filming more episodes though?
They basically were like, once they heard me just like, I'm done. They were like, hold on, wait, no, don't say that.
Well, and you have a contract. Right. You have to fill the contract, right?
Yes. But they told me, they said, whatever makes you comfortable to continue filming. So if you don't want to be, I told him, I said, I'm not going on a cash trip. I'm not trying to be around the women. I said, because at the end of the day, they had their whole perception of what happened with the fight and their whole take on it. And I had mine. And my whole thing was, if you can hit me with a glass, you can hit me with a bottle. So yeah. I'm not going to ever be in the same room as you ever again. And I'm not going to be around these women. So they said, you can film with whoever you feel comfortable filming with and take a step back, and we'll just focus on your personal story as you navigate the aftermath of this. So once they said that, I said, okay, cool. I'll finish out and then we'll see what happens, you know?
And was there anyone that surprised you? Like, there's that scene where you're with Karen and Robin and Giselle and you're all talking. And I feel like Ashley really had your back there.
Yes. Yes. Ashley had my back. Karen had my back. Who surprised me, honestly, was Wendy, because she called me after the fight and checked on me. And she made a comment like, I knew when I looked into your eyes, it reminded me of when I was in high school. I know I used to get into fights too. That's what she said to me on the phone. And then she retracted all of that as if she didn't say it, and totally just like was complete opposite in her delivery when we sat down. When I talked to her right after the fight, she was more understanding. Like, I get it. I know we have our moments. It sucks that it happened. She was more so on like some just checking on you to make sure you're good. Right.
Mm-hmm. So do you think she was doing that for good TV?
Oh, once we got around the women, they must have had a good talking to, which I know they did. They actually talked off camera. And they had their united front. And I guess their whole motive was like, oh, this is the perfect opportunity to get her off the show. And she jumped right on their bandwagon. And I remember telling her several times, I said, they're going to come for you next. So you be ready. I told her this before I left. Yeah.
Yeah. You're too smart for this shit. Seriously. I mean, it's happening all the time. It's not like this is like an isolated incident. We see it on New Jersey. We see it in other shows. I've actually had a scene where I got so pissed off that I couldn't even, I just saw red and somebody was talking about my daughter. And I went up to her and grabbed her and like shook her. And I got the talking too.
It happens. It happens because guess what? We're human. And some people don't realize that the cameras won't save you from reality. You know what I'm saying? Like when you are in a space where you get intense or you get heated, you're going to react like a person. Everybody has the capacity of losing it. You know,
think 1,000%.
Listen, how many times do we hear stories of people doing things and then you hear people who know them and say, they were the nicest person. I can't believe this, you know?
But I have respect for you because you're like, listen, I can't deal with this. My emotions can't deal with it. I'm out.
Yes. But then how do you feel like it's going to be different on this show?
On this show, everybody is exposing themselves within their marriage and they're focusing on that. And one thing that I told everybody, I said, look, if something happens and it's out in the tabloids and it's this big deal and it's proven to be true and we're talking about it on the show, that's one thing. But what we're not gonna do is have rumors and have things that are baseless and we're gonna make that into something. I'm like, that's not why we're here. Yeah. And you'll notice, even in the situation, my husband and I on episode 2 get into a very heated argument at the dinner table as we're hosting.
Where he tells you to hush.
Yes, told me to hush. I'm like, hush. Who do you think you're talking to? But even in that moment, you didn't see the other couples get nasty. Oh, look at them. Look at, they didn't do any of that. It was more like, yep, we've been there before.
Yeah. It's the judgment wasn't there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. And how did you originally get on Potomac? And then how did you feel when you actually left? Like, did you have that post show sadness or?
Okay. You want the real story? How I got on Potomac or the.
Yeah, I want the real story. We get the real shit.
We like the real shit.
Okay. So I was casted. And although I was in the same circles as the women on the show, I didn't know any of them. So I was brought on as Sharice's friend, although I knew her husband because my husband and I used to go to the basketball games. Her husband was the coach of the Wizards. And I knew of her husband because of him being a coach. You know, I honestly didn't even know he was married. But that's how I got on the show, from just being casted. And then when it came time to leave, I definitely felt, even though I decided to leave and I quit, I still felt sad because it felt like I was losing a piece of family that I had bonded with for so many years because right. not everybody on production was bad. You know, I had some really good friendships with people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's almost production who you miss more than some of the women.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like a death.
Because they're like your therapist.
And by the way, when they're done with you, they're done with you. Like you hardly hear from anybody. You're like, hello, remember me?
No, I was on the show for 12 years. They just asked Monique to be on Watch What Happens. This is all over the press. We have to talk about it a little bit. They just asked you to be on Watch What Happens Live, right?
No, I don't know where this story's coming from.
That's oh my true. Gosh.
That's not true. So let me tell you. So first of all, I still keep in touch with Andy. Andy and I still text back and forth. He offered for me to be in the girls trip, the season 2 girls trip.
Yeah, why weren't you? You didn't.
I told him no.
I was on it.
I know, but you know what? I told him it wasn't just a Potomac thing of why I left. It was also a network issue for me, you know? So I told him, I said, I can't be on that network working ever again. I just felt some type of way at that time. And I still had some healing to do because I really, they did some really low down stuff behind.
Wait, how soon was it after you left Potomac that they asked you to be on Girls Trip?
This was probably, it was about 6 months.
Oh, so it was fresh.
Yeah, fresh. It was still fresh.
Now, were you in talks to do the show you're on now at that time?
No. Oh. I talked to Carlos, but it wasn't like a solidified deal.
Okay.
Yeah. And me and Carlos had just been communicating just like friendly anyway. But that wasn't the reason I said no at all. That the deal that I have now didn't exist when I talked to Andy at that time. So okay. Yeah, but when I talked to him, he said to me, and this was like way back, he said, if you ever want to come on Watch What Happens Live and promote anything that you're doing, I'm always here. And I said, thank you. I appreciate it. This is what's really weird. I talked to Andy right after he had Lucy, right? Mm-hmm. So I told him, I said, hey, now that I have the new show that I'm promoting, I don't know if it'll be a conflict of interest, but if you ever have room for me to come on Watch What Happens Live to promote my new show, and we can talk about some of the behind the scenes that went down when I left, since people think I'm supposed to hate Andy, I said, let me know. And he said, oh, wow, that would be awesome. That was the end of the conversation. He told me he would let me know. Like a few days later, I start seeing people posting about how I turned down Watch What Happens Live. I'm like, that's not true.
Where do you think that came from?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
That is so weird.
It is so weird.
That's why it's like, you can't always believe what you read, because it was everywhere. All of a sudden we're seeing it. Yeah. I'm like, we have Monique coming on. She's saying this, I owe Bravo nothing. I'm like, but you may owe Bravo nothing, but if you have a, do you have a good relationship with Andy? Clearly you do.
Yes. And even my Bravo VP that was over our show when I was on Potomac, he even reached out to me and said, congrats on the show. We'll be watching. I'm proud of you. Aww. I still have a good relationship with a lot of people, but it was so weird. Cause I was like, how crazy is that? I didn't even tell anybody that I even talked to Andy about the possibility that we'd be going back on Watch What Happens Live. I wanted it to be a complete shock and surprise if we did do it.
Right. So
people started posting saying that I turned it down, and I said, Bravo, I don't have nothing. I never said anything like that.
Well, thanks for clearing it up, because that makes a lot of sense.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a big fan question is, one of your most iconic things was you bringing the binder to the reunion.
I love
people
a girl that's
prepared. If you still have the binder, what you did with it.
it should be in the clubhouse.
And you know what? I might go ahead and just send it to Andy.
Send it to Andy.
Yes, I still have it. And I actually did on my YouTube channel, I did a whole series called Binder Time Stories, where I spilled some of the alleged tea that was in my binder.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was a very Bridgerton, Game of Thrones, kind of like, you know, telling a story tale, but... Yeah. But it was like an adult story tale. I was outside by the fire, like I'm reading at a fire pit.
I need to listen. Now, is this still on your YouTube?
Yes. And it's a video. It's like it's very theatrical and it's hilariously shady. And it's called Binder Time Stories. It's three parts and it's really good.
I'm gonna watch.
So good. And question, because now I'm invested. Are you doing the morning show right now?
Yes.
Okay, yay!
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I've been on radio since February 22nd, 2022. Look, 2/22/22 was my first day. Full-time, every day. I've been up since 4 this morning, y'all. It's almost 2 o'clock, and I still have a lot of other interviews to do afterwards, but I love it. I wake up at 4. I get to work. I'm on air from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. The energy is amazing. My crew... Our show is epic. We have so much fun and I love it. It's everything that I was meant to do.
What do you talk about?
So it's the morning show for our local area. We talk about everything from just like local news, what's going on in the world. And we try to bring the fun to radio, because a lot of times when it comes to news, it's always depressing. You know, it's always a bad story about somebody, that person. So we try to pull in different topics that are fun and relatable, that talk about marriage. Like today, we actually talked about the fact that condomless sex is on the rise. And we asked our listeners, at 7 a.m., we're asking our listeners, they still use condoms.
Oh, what? And do they?
And some of them said no. Some of them said yes. Some of them were like, you know, I'm married. I've been married. But even before I got married, we weren't using condoms. And it's funny. It's really good. So
I can't remember the last time I used a condom. How about you,
Teddy? That's what I said. I'm like, me and my husband together.
I mean, it's been a minute. I've been a hot minute for 13 years. Like,
yeah. Right.
Yeah. I didn't love condoms. I got to be honest with you, but
I mean, does.
Right. More people these days are concerned about having a baby from not using protection than actually an STD. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, a little herpes or gonorrhea. Who cares? Right? I'm not pregnant.
A little dash of syphilis.
Never hurt anybody.
Just bang it out.
I've never heard anybody die from it.
Right. I was also dying when, shoot, I'm blanking who it was, but on your new show, where she was calling her armpit, it looked like a vagina.
Ashley, yes. Let me tell you.
Wow.
Ashley's are always fun. The Ashley on RHOP was fun. And Ashley Silva is something else. This woman is hilarious. Like, she's funny without even trying. And she had me rolling she's just so funny. And we just egg on to the ignorance. We just go back and forth with her. So it just makes it even more fun. But yeah, the ladies of the show are amazing. We have Ashley Silva, Arena Tyler. She is the veteran married woman on the show. So she is funny. She's super classy. And then friend of the show, Tasha Lyons, who actually I met because she used to do my hair on Potomac. And created this amazing relationship. I hang out with her daughter. Like, we've been friends for years. And we all get together as a family. And then we have Winter Williams, who is stirring up so much drama.
Okay, I have questions on this because I went deep down the rabbit hole on Winter Williams. And it's really hard to find information on her in the past. So I'm trying to understand. So the guy that we're seeing Chris eat with and the guy that is living in his parents' basement, that's not the guy she was married to for 15 years.
Correct.
That's just the 1 year guy.
Correct.
But how does she know you from 16 years ago?
So when Chris played in the NFL, I was a girlfriend. She was married to Chris's teammate, who she was married to for 15 years.
But what is his name? Why can't I find this information?
His name is Walt Harris, I believe. Walt. Yeah. Her last name was Harris.
Why is this so hard to find on the interwebs? I'm like, why?
Because you don't have the right name.
Because her maiden name, well, her previously married name was Harris. So it was Winter Harris. Now she's Winter Williams because of her current marriage that she's still trying to get out of.
Okay. So Walter Harris is who I need to get on the horn with.
Oh, jeez. She's going to spend all day Googling him.
It's a problem.
Trust me.
You'll see some information on them as a couple. Because
You know most of the girls going into this?
I actually casted the show, so I know all of them.
Of course you did. I felt like the show was cast around you.
Yes, and that was the only reason I did it. Because at first Carlos asked me to do it. I said, no, I am not doing another ensemble. He said, well, he called me back like 2 weeks later. He said, well, listen, what if we build the show around you and Chris and you send me some couples? I sent him about 10 or 12 couples. And this is what's funny. The two couples that the network decided on were the two couples I was pitching to RHOP.
Oh, how crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
All the couples. Yep. It was just meant to be.
And then do you still talk to anybody from RHOP?
Yes. I still talk to Karen and Ashley, the only two that matter.
Will you ever make a cameo?
No.
No. Even if like that Giselle was quick. And Candace left.
No, I won't. I won't ever, not for that production company and not for that network. The only thing you may see me on would be Watch What Happens Live if they don't look at my show as competition.
Were you when you found out that Ashley was finally leaving Michael?
You know, I felt kind of sad. I just saw them in Florida. We got together like a few months ago. Chris and I were in Florida and we got together with her and Michael. And I knew that they were having issues the same way Chris and I were having issues, but I didn't think that it was like the end.
So I don't think it was the same way. I don't think it was the same way.
I don't know. There was just
let's back that up.
meaning, you know how us women get together, we just kind of complain, like, you know, he's not seeing my side, he's not hearing me out. more so that type of talk.
Okay.
So yeah, so I didn't realize it was like tumultuous. I didn't realize it was like, I'm done. I'm, you know, I didn't realize that.
So yeah. was there any truth, since we're talking about it, was there any truth to the production butt touching, all of that shit?
So not to my knowledge. So the only thing I know is that Michael is he's a handsy, friendly, funny guy. Uh-huh. But as far as anything that they have said in the past about him, where they were trying to make him look like he assaulted somebody, all of that, I don't know anything about that. To this day, people think that I have recordings that I've hid and held on to for Ashley. Like, it is insane. I'm like, y'all got to stop with the conspiracy theories, because listen here, if I had the footage, I would have shown it, but I don't. And I don't know that it actually happened. I really don't know.
Oh my gosh. Okay. One other, we have like three more fan questions.
Yeah.
Okay. One is about your parent. What's going on? What's happening? Oh no.
Yeah, T'Challa passed away last year, July 1st. And it's so crazy. It was literally, the reason why I remember when I talked to Andy about the girls trip is because it was literally the next day. Mm-hmm. I sent the video, Andy and I were talking. I recorded a video of T'Challa on my shoulder. And I said, say hi to Andy. And he shook his head, no. And Andy said, oh, he's still mad at me about the reunion. Yes, but yeah, oh man, it has been very difficult, because T'Challa was like, he was like a sibling to my kids. Like my kids, literally a week and a half ago, my oldest son broke down crying, and I'm like, what's wrong? And he said, I just missed T'Challa. And it happened all the time.
How long did you have him?
I had him for 2 years, since he was 3 months old. And it was a crazy, it was a tragic.
Did he get COVID?
No, thank God he didn't. But it was insane the way everything happened. And I'm still not over it. And my kids keep asking for another parent, and I'm just not, my heart's not ready. And I'm such an animal lover. So
I'm willing to give you the 4 parakeets my dad sent us for Easter.
Nobody wants for a child. Nobody wants parakeets.
They just arrived to my front door, and I was like, what the hell is going on? So
it was the best day of my life when my dog opened up the parakeet cage and they flew out the window. No. It was the best day of my life.
That's so different than parakeets.
Oh yeah.
So,
well, if you change your mind, you just send me a DM. The parakeets are yours.
Yep.
You're
so kind, Teddy.
You know what? I'm a giver. I am a giver.
You're not.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
True, not really. And then what else? Like, is there anything else you want to tease about
you? I want to ask you because as a fitness girl, I see the shoulder caps. I see the biceps. Tell me your workout. That's what I want to know. Tell me your workout.
We're going to be so mad.
She's going to say she doesn't work out. I already know.
I don't.
Okay. I'm going to pull your hair and slap you right now. Really? Genetics.
It's partly genetics and partly I actually...
Were you a dancer? You were something.
I'm vegetarian. Okay. So I don't eat any meat. I'm borderline vegan. I've been on a vegan.
They weren't thrilled with the vegan, like your house guests.
No, y'all have to finish watching episode 3. You'll hear what their feedback was about the vegan dinner. But it was the vegan dinner from hell, because of the food, but because
just
of
the- you know, as a fitness expert, vegetarian diet does not build muscle. So
no. So that's why I said partly genetic. So the muscle tone straight from my dad.
Oh, that's lovely. Do you know what I do for that? 2 hours lifting heavy.
Oh my gosh.
I want to hate you right now. I really want to hate you.
But how tall are you?
5'7".
Oh, you're tall.
Oh, she's taller. I mean, we're shorties. We're like 5'3".
You got to rock it.
They were 5'5".
Tamara, you probably don't remember this. We actually bumped into each other in New York. You were leaving the morning news and I was coming in. It was more like... It was like a hi.
And it was hi.
Face. Yeah.
Did she try to kiss you?
Oh my God.
No, she was coming off and I was going on. And it was like a rush. Like, we got to hurry up. And it was just like, hi. We took the picture and then
peer. Oh my God. No, I would have kissed her if I was drunk. I love me a hot girl when I'm drunk.
Oh, of course. You better watch out for yourself. I got a tongue lick at Bravo.
Especially with muscles. Like, I have. Shoulder cap turns me on.
Okay, and we have to ask one more annoying question before we leave you.
Okay, you ask it.
I know. You know, it's always me. I'm always the one that has to ask the annoying one. On our rundown, and I'm just waiting, giving Tamara the look.
Nope.
Like, ask it, bitch. And she won't. Have you ever, since all of this went down, spoken to Candace?
Have I ever? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, since all of this went down, spoken to Candace?
Hell no. What I got to talk about? I don't talk to people that sit at the children's table anymore.
Yes. Oh my God.
I'm not interested at all. Like, there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that people think it's just the fight. The fight happened like it was like a fluke. It wasn't, there wasn't any buildup to it. Production manipulated scenes, even the time in which they aired the episodes. It was like all out of sequence to make it seem like there was this major buildup that caused the fight. It wasn't anything like that at all. It was simply your hand was in my face. I asked you to get it out. You didn't. And then it just got crazy from there. So that's like a thing for me. And it's funny because her first season, when we actually met, she was doing all of that hand talking. And I literally said in confessional, she keep talking about the hands and she might hit me. And I might have to hit it back. I don't like hands in my face. Like, I just don't.
But didn't she also do the thing with like the knife or the fork? Like, there was other things that she had done on the season prior, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. She's an angry child. You know, she waves knives and she does all kind of tantrum type stuff. And, you know, I'm not here for it, you know? So it is what it is. Good riddance to her. I wish her all the best. But I have no interest in
all the best ish.
All the best.
Bless her. God bless.
No, you have to say bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
Like my grandma would say, bless her heart. That's a good way of saying go f yourself.
Yeah. And you still have Not for Lazy Moms, your podcast, so people can tune into that.
Yes, yes. We have the platform, the online community, and we do pop-ups. So we do in person, like it's like the quick live Q&As. So that was featured on the first episode of Love and Marriage DC. And that's been really fun because it's getting people comfortable after going through quarantine to come back out. Cause we used to do full fledged like shows. It was like a whole live band, you know, food, drinks and everything.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. With giveaways. We had a host and it used to be a full out, you know, 3-hour event.
So you're one busy girl.
Yes. I love being busy though.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We all be busy.
And then when do you start filming season two?
Well, they haven't made an announcement on a season two yet. So we'll see. But I'm pretty sure the way OWN likes to move, as soon as they green light it, we'll be filming like right away. I'm pretty sure.
And for this show, will they have like a reunion type thing or no?
Yes. Yes. We're actually going to be filming reunion really soon.
Well, that's we need Carlos to be the Andy Cohen of that, right?
Yes, he is.
Oh, is he? Oh, good. Yes, yay. He's so great.
He has a new show, The Nightcap.
Yes.
After our show, it is just epic. I love it. I love what he's doing. It's like, why reinvent the wheel? You know?
Yeah. He's so amazing.
Do it your way.
We have been loving watching you and your transparency. And all of us that are in marriages, you guys are talking about real stuff and actually you're feeling the emotion and we really appreciate it. We appreciate you and what a wonderful mom you are as well.
And Carlos King, Love and Marriage, Orange County. Just saying.
He needs to do it. He needs to do it.
Okay, Carlos
has this magic touch.
I'm waiting for that phone call, Carlos.
She's honestly like this. She's like, Carlos?
Hey. Carlos. Hey. About that new show you're doing?
Thank you so much for joining us, Monique.
Yes, thank you.
It was awesome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts and don't miss part two Monday night.
She's lovely.
She's awesome.
She is. So would you go on Love and Marriage Encino?
I mean, I'd rather go on Love and Marriage somewhere adjacent between Encino and Orange County. And then we could do it together with Eddie and Ed.
Oh, God, the Eds. That would
be hilarious. The Eds.
Could you imagine the Eds?
The Eds.
Who see, just here's like the thing. Eddie was never really excited about Orange County because none of the dudes were like cool. Like he didn't have any guys that he like wanted to hang out with. If he was like with guys like New Jersey, the guys all like each other. They have fun to hang out. It's exciting. But when you're on a show where the girls are whatever, kind of get along and fight and drama, but the guys are just sitting in the back just staring, it's not fun for them.
Yeah. It's
so if he had someone like Edwin, you know, that would be fun for him.
I would do it. I mean, I think one of the biggest things that I agree with Monique about Housewives is I do wish they showed more of the home life, of the relationships, of the businesses, not the like us throwing parties, but what it actually takes to maintain a business, manage a business, how women grow their businesses. Like those are things I ultimately would want to watch because if I was at home watching these things, wanting to create a business.
I feel like that's a different network. It's a different network. Bravo doesn't want to do that. They want to do fighting, arguing, drama, all that. In fact, they frown upon showing businesses.
Right. They frown upon showing businesses. But if they showed the women having to actually fight through the grit of whatever is going on in their life, then I think it would be more real.
Well, there you go. I think you should pitch that to Andy.
Hey, Andy, I hope you like the present I sent to Lucy. Also, I have an idea for a show. I don't know if that's going to fly.
Good luck with that. Oh my gosh. Well, good luck with that. That was fun. She was great.
She was great. And I'm going to see you soon. We have a busy next couple of days. We have Wango Tango.
I am literally waking up in not panic attacks, but I wake up like, because I have so much going on in the next month. I'm in New York three times. I'm Wango Tango, MTV Awards, press. I'm taking Sophia to Palm Springs for a week next week. Like, I have so much going on. And I don't like loose ends. Like, I need to have everything, and not everything's.
Take a deep breath. But we got this.
Take a deep breath. Okay.
Well, all right. I'll talk to you soon.
It was another great podcast. Okay.
Bye. Bye, guys.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts, and don't miss part 2 Monday night.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.